Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, September 14th, 2014. My name is Sucharita, and I'm happy to be facilitating this weekly call, especially this week. We are into the second week of our acknowledgement towards our ancestors, our awareness that our ancestors do have a big role to play in our lives. And it's called Mahalaya, and it is a time of the year for about 15 days that the ancestors come to the earth plane and in their spirit body or spirit form, and then they can either create some challenges for us to get our attention, or they can also give us some really great happenings in our lives, like maybe some health issues that get resolved, or our relationships with our family members or our colleagues or people who we interact with all of a sudden start to become really wonderful for the first times in our lives. Can be our financial situation turns around, can get advance in our career or career professional life, or maybe even get a job that we haven't been able to get a job. So we can have breakthroughs in certain areas of our life that we've been challenged. And why? Because we're praying to the ancestors. As we've mentioned in previous months, in this program in particular, that the karma is what helps us to understand what we've come to this earth plane to experience, maybe from previous lifetimes, you know, cleaning up some residual stuff, but also what it means to us in terms of the planetary influences that everyone has a birth chart, just like we have a birth certificate. When we're born, we get a birth certificate. When we, on an energetic level, on the spiritual path, we have kind of like a birth certificate, which is our birth chart. And then that is what happens is the energies of the planets indicate what lessons we want to learn. We decided this a long time ago, maybe lifetimes, and we're still learning those lessons. But if you become more and more of how the planets are playing in our lives, what part they play in our life, and how they play with us or we play with them, as we go along, you can start to understand, oh, this planet is good for me, or this planet is not so good, so I better pray more. Or if it is good, I better pray even more so I can get more blessings. So what does that mean? It means that you're getting in alignment with those energies. And those energies are going to help you to progress in your life. So just as we look at the karma from that perspective, from a past life perspective, from the planetary perspective, we also look at it from the perspective of our ancestors, because our genes are shared. Our genes, our DNA is shared by the ancestors. And just as it's shared with our parents, 50% from the mother, 50% from the father, then the brothers and sisters, they share 50% of our genes. So we're activated, the chromosomes, the genes, the DNA is activated by the gene pool that we incarnated with, and also those who have gone before us are carrying with them the behaviors or unfinished business that they didn't get to finish in their lifetime. So the ancestors are telling us during this time, better pay attention to me, and then I will help be able to evolve. And I go to higher and the family members who may not be tuned in as you are. So welcome to your life. You decided to get on the spiritual path and to learn how to communicate with these different entities, these different non-physical parts of ourselves, and then to be able to make the shift happen, not only for our own spiritual evolution, like on an individual level, but at the soul level, the gene level of our family members, that they maybe are not so tuned in, or maybe they're just caught up in their own lives, as everyone is. You know, we've all got our attentions on so many different things. So here we are, Sundays, through Pillai Center programs, and Dr. Pillai is overseeing this program. Every week he's tuning in energetically, and he's empowering everyone who joins the call, and then also everyone who is going to be listening afterwards is going to pick up that message that needs to come through that he's not able to continuously do and say over and over and over again. And as I've experienced in many of us on the path, that we need to hear things at least 108 times. Why 108? Yeah. Well, 108 times is that magic number or that sacred number that removes a layer of consciousness. So, you know, people say, oh, you know, I've been doing chanting, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, nothing's changing. Well, it is, because maybe you need to do it 1,008 or 100,008 or 10,008 or 1,000,008 times. That really activate that mantra or practice. You know, maybe it takes 1,008 days to do that. So 1,008 days is like about 3 years or something, right? Maybe a little bit more. So, you know, don't be hard on yourself or don't get down on yourself that things are not moving as quickly as possible. Now, having said that, if you are doing your practices, then time becomes, things can happen in no time, because we are, as we're going to share today about Kalabhairava. Kalabhairava is the archetype or god or deity that regulates time. In fact, he makes it up on this plane and on other planes as well. So we will have our own experience of Kalabhairava, and then when we start to propitiate Kalabhairava, meaning that we pay attention every day to Kalabhairava in an instant, then you can timeline jump. You know, Dr. Pillai is so, he's, over the years, he's been saying, you know, we've got to pay attention to the time in a way that it's not the numbers on a clock or the passing of seconds, minutes, hours, and then days and then weeks and then months and then years. That's just looking at chronology, and that's what's slow, right? So we want to be able to tap into the energies that are representing those seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, and years, and then decades, so on. So what does that mean for someone who's just joining for the call now? It might be a little bit overwhelming, but just, you know, float with us. You can check on the blog later on and try to get caught up with things, or you can just go with where you're starting now, because maybe on some level you're just coming in at the right time to get the message that you need, and then we'll move on from there. So time is measured by the energy that is available for today. It's Sunday. And it's during this ancestor Mahalaya Tarpanam time where we can ask the ancestors to be released to higher realms. So when we're in a group and we're all coming with the same intention, maybe we have an ancestor group as a global compare on this day. End of the year, all together, whoever is here now, I can see you all. There's lots of people here from all around the world. And I'm looking on the back office. That's how I can be. So everybody's coming together with the intention that, hey, if we can connect the dots to all our gene pools from around the world, can you imagine that timeline jump? Right? So we're going to jump into a different state of consciousness, which means that we're not going to be just stuck in what we know as time and in everyday life, where we have to do our everyday chores and activities, you know, just to get by, and do our responsibilities and all the rest. So we're going to now step into a timeline where we go inside, we get into a spiritual realm within and so without, where we're accessing this god of time, Kalabhairava. He's going to empower us to all go to the state where we can contact our ancestors on whatever realm they're in, and only each and every one of us will know because we'll feel it or we'll experience it, or there'll be some sort of message that comes. Maybe there'll be nothing, but definitely something will happen as a result of it. Whether it's now in this moment or in a little bit of time from now or the next day or down the road. So just with the intention that you're going, all of us are going to say, okay, free our ancestors, those ones who are really trapped in realms that they maybe are you know, playing out something that they weren't able to do here on the earth plane, or they're carrying, you know, sort of the sins of their fathers or forefathers, and they don't have a physical body to be able to use. So we're going to be that physical vessel. And then with our intention, we can shed the light and say, you know, doesn't matter what you've done, this is where we're suffering here, because we're on the earth plane and we know what the troubles were. Maybe historically we've heard it, but also maybe we experience it in our own lives, that, you know, the conflict inside of ourselves. And so we can just pray, you know, release them, let them be at peace. It's just a general prayer. So it's you ask for them to be released from difficult or challenging realms or stuck realms, and then so that they can be resting in peace in heavenly realms, and then they can in turn bless you. So whatever area in your life, you know, pick one or two and just say, please, I really want this blessing, you know, to be in my finances, or I want this blessing to be giving me beautiful relationships with my family, with my friends. And I will, you know, I won't tell how it's going to go. I will surrender it to you. And then please be at peace. So whatever area of your life, could be spiritual, could be health-wise, could be whatever it is for you at this point in time that you want to put all this intentional energy into. So pick that area of your life. And then we'll go into our meditation with that area, with that intention that we're going to access our ancestors' grace and blessings as they are resting in higher realms, and we're going to release them into that higher realm. Because we're getting into a state of consciousness where there's going to be no physical, your eyes are going to be shut, and you're going to be going internally. So you're not going to be paying attention to the outside world. So the moment you do that, in fact, you can do that right now. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. You can listen to the rest of the recording that will be posted to the blog, as it is every week. And you can find out what is sun is transiting again. My gosh, another month has already gone by. So we'll find out what that means in our lives, what we can focus on in the coming 30 days after it transits on Wednesday, going into Virgo. Interesting, it'll be going into Virgo with Rahu there, where Rahu is transiting. So we'll see what that is all about, or hear what that is all about by our Vedic astrologer, Radha. She'll give that, hopefully, she'll be able to give us that transit update in the coming Sunday. So listen to what that is on the blog. If you miss it next week, then can listen to the transit report. So slowly, slowly come back, and then we'll open the line. I'm going to open it now, and then see if there are any questions or if we have any experiences with Kalabhairava and our ancestors from this meditation or from your own practice of doing Tarpanam every day. We can take questions about Tarpanam too, although people have been writing in and
having some good questions around it. Okay. So you know what to do. You just press star 6. So pressing star 6 will get you online and then can ask your question or share your experience.
I see Charita.
Yes, Yagna, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I had an interesting experience yesterday. You know, I've been doing my Tarpanon, and I read somewhere during this time, if you could do it every hour, you should do it every hour. So I've been doing, I haven't been doing it every hour, but I've been doing it more than usual. And then I had an astrology reading with Vali. Friday night, and it was interesting. She said, "Now, you know, pray for a sign." I was kind of discussing my timeline jumping and what I should be focusing on, because there's a myriad of things to focus on. And so yesterday, it's very, very hot here in Southern California, and I was out standing there watering the lawn, and I was thinking, "Now, how am I need a sign." And all of a sudden, a white dove flew right next to me and touched me. I mean, and this is unheard of. I've never seen a white dove in Southern California flying around. And it landed in my little art studio alcove, and it hung out for the whole day. And I'm thinking, what in the world? What does this mean exactly? And I looked it up. And, you know, white doves can mean quite a few things. So that's just something. Now, I have my omen, but I don't know what it means. So if you could enlighten me.
So what did you find out about the white dove? Did you look it up online, like white dove
I did.
Omen? Okay.
Right, I did. Well, it said many things. It said it could be a sign of transition, a sign of a spirit passing peacefully, a sign of new relationships, love, romance. Mm-hmm. Those are the main ones, but there was quite a list of things it could mean.
Well, the ones that you picked out, because everything is a sign, right? Why did you choose these? So spirit passing peacefully. Now, I'm not going to share personally what you had written into me, but you did ask about ancestors and how to help them to be at peace. So the white dove seems to me, seems to me that's your sign that it is passing peacefully. Now, you could meditate more on that particular person in your life or the ancestor in your life that has passed, and you can just see if that is what the white dove signified.
Oh, excellent. I actually hadn't even thought.
And then you said the word transition. So that's what's happening with our ancestors. They're stuck. They can't transit. They can't get to that next level unless someone on this earth plane, as I've mentioned many times before, and Dr. Pillai has mentioned that even the sages and the saints and the siddhas, the divine beings who have gone before us and are now in their light bodies or angelic forms or God forms, deity forms, their spirit bodies have to come to the earth plane at this time to propitiate their ancestors. So our ancestors are calling us. They can't because they're kind of stuck. They're in a transitional mode, you know, like they're in that in-between. So they can't come here, actually, and they can't go to the other realm. So they're kind of like depending on us to do these tarpanam, do these prayers. So, I mean, the white dove, to me, when you said there's transition, spirit passing peacefully, and then new relationship, my gosh, that means I would interpret it as my ancestors are very happy that you've been praying and doing all that, and there's the sign all day long.
Wow. Yes, great. Thank you.
So meditate on it a little bit, but that's all you've shared with me out of a big list of things. So I would say that's what resonates most with you.
Right.
Now, I could be totally off off the wall here, but you meditate on it, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Great.
And it's only because you just I just read your email and I went, oh my gosh, there it is.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, I'm going to respond to you personally about, you know, the other things, yeah. But just in general, right here, right now, I would say that is a sign. And white doves usually are released during a funeral rite here, not here, I'm in India right now, but in Canada. When my mother passed and we had her funeral, we had released doves. That was one of the ceremonies, one of the rituals that was recommended, and it was beautiful. We had, because we have six kids in our family, and so we got six doves, and when they were released, it was just an incredible experience for all of us. And I don't even think my siblings are spiritual, but wow, they went for it. So
mm-hmm.
That was great.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you ask for an omen and you get it.
Well, especially you said that doves don't come to Southern California.
No.
And then in the heat, when it's so hot, like birds especially, they can't even fly or anything. They're just like trying to find shade, right?
Right, right. Wow.
So.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And that is also just from the other listeners, the people who are joining here. You know, when we say we want to shift dimensions, this is how it happens, because things will pop out of nowhere that don't really belong. You know, they're not part of our normal environment. So in that, in and of itself, there's some other dimension that we're accessing. There's something that we're thinking about, and we need a sign that there is that shift. So as Dr. Pillai said, the divine is always trying to show us signs. So, you know, you can pay attention to the animal, the insects, the, you know, the weather. That's all kind of the natural things. But then there are also, you know, people say they sense a figure, or they will hear something. So we become more clairvoyant, clairaudient, maybe telepathic, picking up thoughts, and then all of a sudden someone calls us, and then you get into a conversation, or you go to here's what happens in, you know, our lifetime. We go to movies or we watch a movie, and then we get a whole message. Why did we watch that particular movie, and then that message came through at this particular time? So Dr. Pillai is always saying, pay attention to everything that's going on. And then that gateway or that portal or that opening or that timeline jump will, go beyond the physical environment and help us to tap into the message that's behind that. So I hope that's helpful, Yagna. And again, I can't say what's true for you, but you just meditate on those things that you just shared with me, and maybe it'll make some sense to you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And it's great that you're doing the tarpanum every hour. How is that? Is it difficult?
No. And like I said, it's not quite every hour, but it's whenever I think of it, and I'll go and, you know, I have it all set up and just go in, do it. It takes, you know, less than... takes 30 seconds or a minute. So, and actually, when I have a little time, I go more individual and give the new, give each group a new offering, a new clean offering. But I really like it. It seems to be working for me.
Do you feel the energy, or do you, like, some people have experiences where their hand will shake, or the little coin size amount of the flour and the sesame seeds, the black sesame seeds, it kind of moves. You know, some people actually have those kinds of experiences. Do you have that at all, or do you feel heat coming through your hand, or...
No, I'm just fairly, you know, just going along, plodding along. No miracle visions or none, other than the white dove, of course. That was pretty miraculous.
Yeah, coming out of nowhere. What about your happiness scale or your, you know?
No, it's for the most part it's sky high. You know, when it's not, I will go and look at what the aura is, and say, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, that's Mars again, or whatever. So, mm-hmm. but most, I'm very buoyant, actually, ever, you know, for the last, as you know, I'm in the Light Body program, and it just seems to be going on and upward, upward, upward. Everything's getting happier and better, and life is getting better.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, let us know how it goes next week with the final leg of the ancestor time.
Right. Yes,
they might start talking to you, sister.
I'm going to listen.
All right. Well, they already are. So that's
yeah.
great. Okay. Thanks, Yagna.
Yeah.
Have a good week. Yeah, so Yagna is the person who is doing all the lovely write-ups for the newsletters that go out to everyone. And so hearing you, Yagna, on the call, thanks so much for participating and also for doing all the writing up, because it makes it come alive. And I certainly don't remember too much of what I talk about, so it's always enlightening for me to read and say, oh, we talked about that. Fantastic. So you make it come alive and you make it fun. So thanks for doing that. Is there anyone else who would like to ask a question or maybe share your experience? And remember, you know, we're just here to kind of put out there what people are going through week to week, and maybe some people are in the Timeline Jump program or the New You program or the Mini Light Body program or the Light Body program, or they're going to go off to see Dr. Pillai in, gosh, another week. You'll be seeing him if you're going to go to New York on the 21st, or if you're going to go for the Navaratri seminar on the 25th to the 29th, I think it is. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong on those dates. But it is coming up for those two really powerful times to see Dr. Pillai. He usually is not in the U.S. At this time. Usually he's in India or Singapore, somewhere that's on the other side of the world. So it's great for those people who haven't been able to meet him in person or to be in a seminar more intensive way. And as we mentioned in previous calls, when we're talking up, when he with Dr. Pillai, it only takes a second. As I mentioned, I think it was yesterday on one of the calls, that you know, you can have all your questions and you can think, oh, I'm going to ask him this and I have this problem and maybe he can give me the answer for this. And what usually happens is even people will write down it so they don't forget and write it on a piece of paper, and they'll be all there. They'll have the piece of paper and then they'll just be in his presence and he will say a couple of words, and then mostly it's just quiet time that's spent, but it's so intensely powerful and transforming. And then he'll say a couple more things, and then that will be your guidance from him to, you know, get through your issue. Or you'll find that after speaking with him and then maybe doing your meditation, or maybe it might be the end of the seminar where you speak to him and or briefly meet him, or, you know, just being in that room, maybe internally you'll get the message. And you'll have that breakthrough, and then you'll go home to your life, whatever city or country you're from, and things start to unfold in a very miraculous way, in a good way. And then that just isn't a one-off event. It continues on, as Yagna said, she's in the Light Body program. And that better is because that has a tremendous amount of grace, and the teachings are so intensely rewarding and so fulfilling, that and the divine, and just loaded with divine energy, that it takes you into a timeline jump, and you can't be your old way. you know, you're so elated, and then, you know, doors open and signs come, and then you pay attention to those versus the thought forms that are spinning around in your head, which are just basically karmic. You know, people say, what's karma? Karma is just thoughts. It's thoughts that you banked in previous lifetimes. And so we've got to erase the energy that's attached to those thoughts, because the thoughts are going to be there, just like, I don't know, going down the road and there's cars on the road. That stuff is going to be there. You know, but you don't have to get into all the energy of it and wonder, okay, what are people doing? You know, wonder what that guy is looking. Oh, that person cut me a dirty look. Oh, I feel this way or feel that way. You know, you'll be floating. You know, so as Yagna is taking this light body program, because it's a very intensive program for 365 days that Dr. Fly is just pumping a lot of attention, a lot of energy, and the teachings are really high and they're, you know, fast. So the shift is fast. So whatever program you're in is the right program for you. And don't think, oh my God, I wish I could do this and I can't do it. And then you get all stressed out. Then you're in conflict, right? And if you're in conflict, then what? You're on spin cycle. So just see inside of you what resonates with you and what you can afford to do. And what will give you the most information about what you can do next. And then you won't be too stressed out about it. You'll just say, okay, I can take this timeline jump course, or I can do the new you. I can work on that and feel it start to shift me internally. Maybe the life, the situations won't look so different, but the energy or your outlook on life will start to shift. And that is what will elevate you. It will help you to rise above your situation. You know, in every culture and every religion says, oh, get to that higher place. Well, how the heck do I do that? Well, sometimes you can be lifted up, you know, and that depends on if you totally, completely surrender to the divine. Now, a lot of us think, oh my God, I can't surrender to the divine because I don't even know what that means. I'm not really a religious person, or I didn't like my religion growing up, or it was too this or too that, or maybe it's the greatest religion and it didn't do anything for me, or here I am now, what the heck, you know. So you can have all that conversation spinning in your mind, but that's just karmic too, right? Those are just thought forms. So blast through your karma every day. So doing the tarpanam is going to take care of the ancestor karma. Doing the watching the planets every day. Praying to Kala Bhairava. Why do we do Kala Bhairava today? Well, here in India, Standard Time, we're in the seventh waning moon, but tomorrow is the eighth waning moon. And so you can do the Udyamo Bhairava mantra and then imagine that light moving from the heart center, 12 inches above your skull is the point where it ends. The red being is there. You don't have to listen to the recording, although that's kind of nice. It's the meditation. But you can just imagine it as you're going throughout your day and just having that visualization or logging onto that or locking onto that. It will put you in a state of no time. So it can, then you jump out and you do your timeline jump where another realm gets opened, another in a split second, another opportunity can come out of nowhere, just like the white dove appears out of nowhere. Doesn't make any sense at all why that would happen. But then talking about it makes complete sense afterwards, right? So Ashtami or eighth waning moon is the moon for Kala Bhairava. So how else can you access more energy or a more intensive communion with this divine being or connection with this divine being or interaction? is through, you can do through Ply Center or through Ashaved. You can do proxy, eighth waning moon, Kalabhairava rituals, or fire labs, meditations, like anything to do with Kalabhairava will be available for you to do by proxy, or you can phone in to a fire lab through San Diego Hope Center, or maybe through New York with Venkatesh Fire Labs, and then you'll experience it. You'll understand on that soul level what it is that feels blocked, and then go beyond that really quickly. So that's why we do use this spiritual technology, because it doesn't have any physical limitations. It doesn't have any physical boundaries. It's not like a stop sign. You got to go stop at the road, at the intersection, because if you don't, you could get sideswiped. Right, so when you're in this, doing these this physical life, there's lots of rules and regulations that you have to follow just to be safe. But when we tap into the no time zone and we get Kalabhairava's grace, then he can just pull out of some other realm or timeline, which just means another option in our life, and that opportunity or that option will present itself to us. So, you know, we have clear sailing, we have green light. You know, the red light can turn green, and then it'll be red for the other guys coming across, right? It won't make sense, but it will make complete sense. So get into that state where you're communing or communicating with Kalabhairava from now on, if you're just starting, or if you've visited Kalabhairava and you haven't been really paying attention, do it. And it only takes a couple of seconds. So, you know, there's different mantras that you can use for Kalabhairava, but this one, Wudyumo Bhairava, it will light up your susumna, that thin tube of light, and then you will feel that presence 12 inches above your skull. And it's kind of like that, you know, that it's like a portal that opens up, or an awareness, let's say that, because portal might sound too spacey for people or too, you know, sci-fi. So it just means that your consciousness opens up to a light frequency that is going to help you to step into another realm or other opportunities that you don't even know that you're accessing. And then that gives you that affirmation or confirmation that you're not, you know, kind of like a space cadet. You're actually intentionally going there to get that sign, get that, yes, this is it. This feels right to me. This is what people have been saying to me. I get it now, that 108th time that it's been said. Or, you know, maybe someone who can see, you know, they've been on the path for a long, long time, and then they can see things or they can hear things. Again, being more clairaudient or clairvoyant, you pick up that message. But then you don't just leave the message as something to observe. You, like, take the steps. That's the thing that with spiritual people, which I find myself, is that I'll have all these wonderful experiences, but how do I apply that in life? And that's the next step we're all going to take as humans evolving, is, you know, this world is what it is. And then we get in this spiritual path, or have been on it for a while. And then we are kind of in both worlds, or both realms. We're in it and out of it, in it and out of it. And soon we don't know if we're in or out of one or the other. And that's actually kind of a good thing, because it gives us that opportunity to say, you know, what am I choosing? Am I going to choose a lower vibrating thought, Or am I going to choose that higher thought? So even if life is throwing you, you know, crap, you're just going to sidestep it. It will fly by you. And then you will choose to say, okay, that's just making me more alert of what I don't want to do. Right? We already know what we don't want to do. Nobody has to tell us. We already know what feels good or doesn't feel good. So we want to always take that higher road or that take that higher awareness or higher level of seeing things. So even if we have people who are disturbing us in our life, we think that they are, but really they're just our own consciousness. We decided to manifest them in this lifetime again to show us what it is that we want to learn. Do we want to learn to be more patient, more compassionate, more understanding, more persistent, you know, more quiet, more subtle? Speaking of quiet, I think I will, because someone wants to come on. Is it?
Hi, Sucharita. This is Indrani.
Indrani! How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I was just wondering, you know, when we did the meditation, when you did the Ujjamo Bhairava, you did it 8 times, right?
Maybe. Did I?
I counted, and I was just wondering if that was intentional.
Okay. Yeah, eight times is Kalabhairava's number. 8 is his number, so
right.
Sure.
Okay. And so then, since tomorrow is the 8th waning moon, would we do the Ujjamo like 8 times or some multiple of 8, or should we stick to 108, or should just go with it?
Yeah, and no hard and fast rules. You can 108 is really good if you haven't been communing with Kalabhairava for a while, you know,
okay.
Or just new to the practice. Try and do 108. How long does it take? You know. How long does it take to do a mantra?
Not even 15 minutes.
Okay. And that's doing it at a really easy pace, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, 15 minutes to get into that energy, it might be worth it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, or if you're really out of time and, you know, you got to get on to the next thing in your day, you can just do it a few times. So 8 or 9 times can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do 9 segments of 9 and then add them all up, and maybe by the end of the day you do 108 over 12 hours.
Is there a particular hour or aura during the day tomorrow that we should try to acknowledge Bhairava?
Yeah, you can do it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or 1 o'clock in the morning, the following morning.
As long as we're still in the 8th moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we happen to be in the world.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. But any time is a good time, right?
Okay.
Because when you're accessing Kalabhairava, then you're going into no time. So I don't want to, you know, limit people and then say, oh, I missed it, because that's what will
right.
happen. Even if you know, you set your alarm, you'll go, what did I set this for? I can't remember.
Right.
That's what I do. So just, you know, it's a good question, because Kalabhairava, he's also protects, right? So he protects us from forces that we cannot see that are trying to stop us from progressing in life, like trying to get past that. You know, that obstacle or the timeline jump that we want to do.
Right.
So just doing it on the 8th moon, 8th waning moon, is going to be, you know, that will be total grace coming in your life. And I'd love to hear from everybody who's listening to this now. Just say grace came in, you know, because that will really push the door of obstacles or challenges that you've had. And it will show that if you're doing that Kalabhairava and praying for your ancestors, that the ancestors, you know, are responding, they're connecting with you in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be hearing from you soon anyway.
Yes, you will.
Yeah. Anything else?
I've been doing my tarpenum about probably, I've been doing it about 6 or 7 times a day, every day since we started. I have on my phone, I have alarms set for every hour of the day just so that I can be conscious of how I'm spending my time and that the hour is passing. So when that alarm goes off, I try to get up from whatever I'm doing and go do my tarpenum. And I've made it very easy for myself, which is the first time I think I've ever done that while during Mahalaya. But I have my tin full of my, you know, my tarpenum mixture and a spoon and my 2 coins at, right at the sink. And I face south, and it's so easy. Like, it's almost a no-brainer. It's surprising that I'm not getting over to the sink to do it 12 times a day or however many hours of daylight we have.
Yeah, well, that's really, really good. I want to hear what happens after that.
So what is astonishing for me is, as you know, I have been doing ancestral research, and I've found new ancestors that I've never found before. New ancestors on the England side, surprising, probably, I know you're not going to think this is surprising, but for me it's for me it's surprising that I'm in England and I'm finding ancestors in England, right? That I just moved here 5 months ago and now I'm finding my ancestors here in England.
Who made you move?
I know, right? Yeah.
Cool.
And then the other thing that I wanted to share was during the meditation, which was very powerful, as they
Hello? Oh, dear. Are you there, Indrani? Can someone else chime in and let me know that I haven't fallen off?
Nope, you're there.
Oh, okay. I guess Indrani fell off. Oh, dear. I hope she can come back on. Thanks, Yagna. Who's on now? Someone else on?
Hi, Sucrita. This is Radha.
Hey, Radha. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to say hi and thanks for the call. It's good because it's inspiring me to do tarpenum more times per day, and it's nice. I get a lot of inspiration from the calls.
Oh, great. Well, thanks so much. How is it going for you this year with Mahalaya?
It's good so far because it just started this week, and then I went on this trip to Mount Shasta, which is a energy vortex, and it was a really nice and spiritual trip. So, and I did the tarpenum, and my husband even was doing the tarpenum with me, which is good because he's a spiritual person, but he doesn't like to do any practices usually.
Fantastic. And so how's that for you guys?
So it was wonderful. It was a wonderful spiritual trip. I feel like it was an India trip or something, but without going to India. because there's a pyramid there in Mount Shasta that one can go visit, and it was nice. So it felt like it was a good thing from the ancestors. But I'm just going to keep going with the tarpenum and see what else happens.
Do you find that you're getting, like, any signs, you know, like body? I know some people feel heat. That's one of the things. Or they feel some kind of intense physical thing happening in their body that when they do the tarpenum, they know that the ancestors are there. Do you have any of that? Like, maybe not from now, but past, that you'd like to share?
Well, yes. You know, I notice, I have to admit, sometimes I'll do it and I'll be, like, distracted, and I'm just doing it by rote, And that's not so very great. So it works better when I'm paying more attention, and I definitely am paying more attention now during Mahalaya. And it feels like it's just a short feeling of like, kind of like I felt like I would go into a different space. It's quiet, and it just, and also sometimes if kind of feel like little fish or something on, almost like if you were feeding fish and they were kind of nibbling at your hand.
Yeah.
And so that was neat. And then after we went to this pyramid, and my husband was, we're driving down the road, and then he's like, "Oh, I just saw Baba. He's right there. He's pointing through the windshield."
Wow.
Babaji. So that was fun. It's definitely a spiritual time because we have so many planets are exalted or in their own sign.
Oh, this is a shout out to you, Radha. Radha is our Vedic astrologer. Please give us a little glimpse.
Yeah, well, actually, Dr. Pillai did this really, he did this great hangout on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, about Mahalaya. And if you haven't seen it, it'd be great to see, because he explains all the astrology that's going on with, you know, Mercury exalted, Jupiter exalted, Saturn exalted, Mars in his own sign, Sun is in his own sign.
Wow. So what does all that mean? Just like in a little brief nutshell, because are you going to do the transit report next week?
Yeah, definitely.
Yay. So tell us just this, these exalted planets. What does that mean for people in their everyday life? Does that mean that there's a bunch of energy that's coming in that's going to help us to be able to move forward, or is it going to be like hurting us? What's the heads up?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just it's intensifying the energy that's available during this Mahalaya,
and
and it won't be repeated the same next year, or even, you know, for the next 50 years. It'll be different.
Like a generation could go by, right?
Yeah. So if a planet's exalted, it's at its peak power, and then when it's in its own sign, that's very high power as well. And so they can really express who they are and do their job to the utmost.
So are they happy being exalted?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, exalted, it doesn't always mean that you'll get only perfect positive benefits from the planet. I'm speaking now if you like in your birth chart. You know, there could be challenges too, but it's always for your highest good.
Right. So it's kind of like they'll be really sending us the signs that we won't be questioning, right? We'll get it intensely, whether it's good or not so good, but that will be the, you know, sort of the impetus to, you know, really focus on that area of our life. And you don't have to really know about astrology, right? You just have to know that these planets are influencing us. You can read about how or what area, and as you mentioned, you're going to give the transit report next week, so those people who are tuning in, they can listen to more specifically what those exalted planets mean and what exaltation means, good or bad. And then they can even, would you recommend people getting an astrology report now because it is such an illuminating experience for people? Or
yeah, definitely. I've heard a lot of people have been having, you know, getting a lot of insights from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Mercury is exalted right now in Virgo. Mercury is a planet of astrology and communication, and also, and that ties into Mahalaya because the overlord of Mercury is Vishnu, who's in charge of the ancestor realms. And that was interesting that Dr. Pillai did his webcast about Mahalaya on a Wednesday. At least in the West, it was a Wednesday.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, you cut, or I cut out. Did you cut out? I cut out.
I think we're back
Hello?
Now.
Okay, good.
But,
sorry.
Yeah, take home message. It's a really powerful time. A lot of energy is available. And ancestral support.
Yeah, and like you said, with Mercury being in its own sign in Virgo, and it's also there with Rahu, and that kind of gives that ability to see and grab on to that energy, because Rahu grabs on to whatever planet is in that house, right? And so it being, as Dr. Pillai said, it's the overlord is Vishnu, and Vishnu is the sort of the gatekeeper for the ancestors. So if you may not know, people don't have to know everything about the deities or the planets, but they can just know that it's really timely that you're jumping on this call or you're listening to the recording, because this is the message coming from your ancestors to get more information about how you can get the blessings, how you can make your, how you can see more than what's just in front of you. And don't be stopped by it. Don't be stuck by it. And, you know, learn to, as you said, being in, learning more about astrology will come across much easier for people, where, because Mercury is there, it's in its own sign, right? Is it exalted there?
Yeah. Mercury is actually exalted for another week or so.
Oh, great. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing just that little tidbit. I didn't want to put you on the spot, but you always seem to know what's going on with the planets, and that's great that you pointed that out. So where can people read more about that?
Well, AstroRed has really good newsletters that go out, and you can read the latest newsletter on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Ply's Hangout was really good.
Okay.
Really, really good. Because he mentioned, because he has a team of astrologers who do research.
Yes.
And he and yes. So he mentioned, because they say, well, okay, what is the significance of this, you know, this configuration that's happening, this Mahalai? And they'll go and research it. And so he presented some of the findings.
Oh, great. Now, was that last week, or what was that?
That
where do we find
that?
That
was past Wednesday. In the West,
okay.
And it's actually it's posted on YouTube and under both Pillai Center and AstroVed.
Great, great. So we'll put that in. Yagna will put that link in, and the newsletter, and then we'll get it on the blog too. That'll be great.
Great. Well, it's lovely being here. Thank you so much, Sucharita, and it's great hearing from the experiences everyone is having too.
Oh, thank you, and thanks so much for sharing what you do with us as far as how to prepare with all these energies, how to prepare our week and weeks ahead, and then this sun entering into Virgo. I'm looking forward to hearing what that's going to be all about for the next 4 weeks and what area of our life we can focus on when you join us next week. Thanks, Radha.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Have
Bye.
A great week, hon. Bye. So I think Indrani is, are you there, Indrani? Did you get back on? I know you fell off. If there's anyone else who wants to ask a question or share their experience.
Yes, I am here.
Yay!
I don't know where I got cut off. I think it was when I was sharing about my experience in the meditation.
Yeah, that's when it fell. Go ahead.
Okay. So it was very powerful for me at the point where it's always very powerful getting on this call and doing the meditations. What was really impactful was that the very end of the meditation, when you said, open your heart center, and you said Om, and Om is God in any of those forms, you know, that we know and appreciate God. And it was, and you said something about that there's the support, and I just can't remember the words that you used, but it moved me to tears, sobbing.
Aww.
Yeah, sobbing tears of gratitude and appreciation for the support that I get from, you know, God in whatever incarnation form, or, you know, all the various incarnations that I'm empowered by.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was very moving for me.
Now, you've been moved before. I don't want to put you on the spot. You don't have to say anything that you don't want to say or share, but this is what happens with people. They find themselves sobbing. And I had an experience as well, but I'll just put it back to you for a second. When you have that experience where you're totally like immersed with gratitude or this experience that's beyond the mind.
Katrina, it's even been happening when I'm doing my terpenum this week. Yeah, so there are times when either, and I think I've shared about this before on this call, I have renewed my Catholic faith and I've been going to church on Sundays, and I attend Mass in order to get the priest's blessings and, you know, partake in all of the ritual that I'm so familiar with. And then afterwards I go to this particular chapel that has the Virgin Mary and her, and holding the son, her child Jesus. And I go there and I pray to her and I just say the Hail Mary about 108 times or whatever comes to mind. And I sob and I cry. I always have to make sure I bring Kleenex to church with me. Like, as I'm going out the door, it's the last thing I always check, make sure that I have some Kleenex in my purse, because really there have been times when I've gone and I haven't had, and I'm soaking, my top is soaking at the end of, you know, when I walk out. But what's also been happening this week, and probably even last week in particular, that I get so moved, I don't know, I think I know what it is. When I'm doing my tarpanum, I'm getting so moved by the sacrifices that my ancestors made for me to be here. And my ancestors were lived very simply. Like, they were laborers. They were farm laborers. There was nobody that was like a prince or queen or king or anything like that. There wasn't affluence in the four generations that I've gone back to. And and how I know that is from the census information and all that. So my great grandmother, who I only just found her mother and father, she had such a hard life. She had 8 children, of which only 4 survived. Yeah. So there's been a lot of tragedy and pain and suffering from my ancestors. And so in doing my tarpanum this week and also doing my ancestry research, I'm really aware of and present to the sacrifices that they made so that I could be here, so that I could have this wonderful life that I have. And that's been moving me to tears when I do my tarpanum.
Oh my God, I'm moved to tears. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us just say, you know, what's the point in life, or, you know, why the struggle, and I don't want to do this. And now you're coming and saying, my God, look at this beautiful life.
Right.
And that's what we need to hear more of.
And I have my challenges, right? I mean, I've been unemployed for a year now, and I picked up everything and relocated to what I consider to be a kind of foreign country, England, from Canada. But that's not to say that just because it's not to say that it's been smooth sailing for me in any way, shape, or form. But when I look around me, and I have a cute flat here in London, I have my health, I can, you know, walk to church for an hour every Sunday, I have the basics that I need. That's the beautiful life that I have. And in some cases, my ancestors didn't even have that.
Yeah.
So I appreciate their sacrifice.
You.
Yeah.
And they're actually blessing you because that's what they want to experience through you.
I know, that's why they did all the things that they did.
It's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing so much, Indrani, and it's really touching, and I'm sure that there are the listeners here, the people who are joining now, you know, really go in. This is a beautiful message from Indrani. You know, we have to constantly challenge our karmas to come out of difficult times But we don't have to think we're doing it alone. And just doing the tarpanam at this particular time is going, because it's only once a year that you can have day after day after day for 15 days. Even if you're just starting now, it doesn't matter. You, during this time, they can all come. The party is on. You know, it's, you're just showing up. So whenever you're showing up during this time is the right time for you. So don't be discouraged, oh, I missed out the first week or whatever, or I'll catch it on the end. You know, this is your ancestor saying, please, we want to bless you. We want you to understand that you're here to help yourself to evolve, and then when you're sharing with other people, as Indrani is and Radha and everybody else who, Yagna who's on, everybody else who is here, you're putting that in your consciousness that there's something great to help this human race evolve. We take our gene pool to the next level. And so it's fantastic. And you know, I'm glad that you're, you know, you're experiencing the meditations at a different level, a deeper level. As I mentioned, Dr. Pillai is tuning in at this point in time. And it's interesting because I just got a text message from someone who was just in the presence of Dr. Pillai. And this person is, you know, Dr. Pillai is traveling, and then this person said, you know, I just want to thank you for helping me to get on the spiritual path, for guiding, for helping me to be in communication, you know, with Dr. Pillai during my meditations. It wasn't possible for this person. It didn't seem possible for this person to be able to meet Dr. Pillai a few months ago when I met this person. And then all of a sudden she's here now texting in this time, in real time, in this moment, saying, you know, I just got to be with him. And that just warms my heart because I know that Dr. Pillai is tuning in. And then she says at the end of this text message, Dr. Pillai will be calling you. And I'm just like, well, here he is right now, you know, because whenever I'm with Dr. Pillai, he's always saying, what's the update? What are members talking about? What are you sharing with them? So he's speaking through each and every one of us. And that is going to be your internal guide. Because he's a spiritual teacher, you want to be able to access his energies spiritually, non-physical. And then he might show up in person like he did for this person. That's fine. But you want to be able to access him because he is on this earth plane. He's an evolved being. He's from the Siddha lineage. If you go deep into the scriptures, as I'm in India and I'm going into these bookstores and they have all the Sanskrit or Tamil versions, I come across this book that's written by Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, and it's all about the Christ, you know, Jesus. So I picked it up. There's two volumes of it, and it's a commentary on the life of, and teachings of Christ, and he was a great meditator, right? So prayer is a meditation. So every divine being, they, you know, have come to the earth plane in some physical form to remind us. Those people who want to go to these higher heights, they go and they access from the heart, you know, the sacred heart, as in Christ. And, you know, it's all different. Buddha, any religion or any master that has shared his teachings and shared his experience, and Dr. Pillai is here, he's a modern time master where he can tune in through this venue or this modality, which is internet, and then speaking to us through his teachings, and then hearing everyone share from their heart. That's how you know you're just breaking down all barriers, all limitations that you've known about yourself about your own evolution, and then you open the door to possibility, and there will always be a confirmation. Here I get a text message. And then Indrani's talking, Radha's talking, Yagna's talking. So, you know, this is confirmation to me that he's present wherever his teaching is, wherever anyone comes together and speaks about the divine, whether it's through Catholicism, Buddhism, you know, Allah, whoever it is that you resonate with, he's going to touch you. He's going to get you in touch with that deeper and deeper. So it's your personal, your spiritual path is very personal to you, but it's also very integrative. Like you can mingle and merge with everyone. And then you can have some sort of experience. And it's kind of good in a way, because then you don't get too flatlined or, you know, get to a plateau in your spiritual practice. You can shake it up. Right, and you'll all of a sudden someone will invite you. Hey, you want to come over and go to the synagogue with me, or you want to go to the church with me, or you want to go to an auspicious event. You know, I just went to a Hindu wedding, and it was very powerful, very spiritual. So, you know, the divine is always trying to shake our paradigm up, because we're at a point in this. Thing that we call our evolution, or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what to call it anymore, but it's just we're at this level of understanding. Our consciousness can either hang on to negativity, and then we'll be attracted to see that and to manifest that in our lives, or we'll be attracted to going to that higher place. And whatever that looks like to you is the next step. You don't have to hang on to it and then that be it forever. Mm-hmm. Or you can hang on to it and that be it forever. So no hard and fast rules with Dr. Plod. Just tune into the meditations. Experience what Indrani shared about, you know, she just is feeling that surrender and that gratitude. And with that attitude of gratitude and that surrender, meaning, as we've talked about it before, when you cry, that is a sign that the divine is within you and bursting, because it's so happy that you are paying attention to it. So God is within and with and outside of us, within and without. So we need these kind of exterior or external signs to tell us, go within. So we're on our waning moon cycle, which there's 15 days of waning, 15 days of waxing moons. So we're on the waning moon cycle. That means we can go internally and have that experience more so than we would on the waxing cycle, which makes us to want to go more external. So in this eighth waning moon tomorrow, depending on where you are in the world, tomorrow for us here in India, and you can look it up on the calendar on Astroved, Panchang. And as we wrap it up this final week with our ancestors, pray. Prayer is so, so powerful. And it doesn't mean that you have to know the words to the prayers. You can just say your own words. Say, like Indrani was saying, I'm so grateful. I so appreciate the ancestors, what they went through, so that I could be alive, so that I could, you know, be experiencing this world in a whole new way, and then share that light with other people. That's incredible, because how do you get inspired by that otherwise, you know? So just pray to the ancestors this coming week, and then for a few days after that, but we'll just focus on this week because we'll meet again on Sunday. And then, as I was saying to Indrani, asking her what her experience was, I had a similar experience. I was in a temple here in India. Someone is here as a guest, and they are on a special retreat, a personal retreat that's designed by Dr. Ply. And they have specific temples that he has asked them to go to for their own evolution and whatever it is that they need to do to progress in their spiritual and material pursuits. And so this person, I went to this temple for this that this person had to go to, and we went to the shrine called it's Tirumular, who is a Siddha of the same lineage, and his shrine, meaning that that's where he took his samadhi. So all his energy, his spiritual energy, is in this temple. And you might know it as the Arakara temple, but he's there. And so we had a most divine experience, although we were meditating by ourselves in separate parts of this area. And I was sitting, and just tears were pouring out of my eyes. I wasn't even thinking a thing. I was just... It was like being in the presence of the divine, like, and I don't even know because I wasn't around for the burning bush, but it was so intense. The energy was intense. It was like fire burning in front of me. The statue that is there, the Murti, they call it, the deity, the saint. It's there and it's sitting in front of me, but I couldn't see it. There was so much light coming. And then my heart exploded and I was just in tears. And as Indrani was saying, I was in tears of gratitude, like, oh my God, I get to be here for this very short period of time in my life. It's just like a dot on the timeline of my life, but it was so intense and so moving, and I was just so grateful to Dr. Pillai for allowing me to be here and to be able to guide someone else on their path to get what it is that they need to get, you know, to help them to evolve. And I hope that that's going to be more and more the case, where those people who are interested in coming down to the Deep South here in India, that we can be here and provide that opportunity for you to get a more personalized experience and not have to worry about, you know, where to stay and having a guide and all that stuff if you came to this country on your own and didn't have any connections. It can be a little bit overwhelming. So this person who is here now, she's just having a tremendous transformational experience and having really deep states of meditation and understanding where the mess needs to be cleaned up in the life, and it's shifting really quickly. So, you know, it's incredible what Dr. Pillai is doing for individuals and then communities. So if you're interested in doing something like that, then definitely send me an email and we'll get you connected and get you down here. So small groups, we just took a small group of people through the Navagraha. We're going to continue to do that through Vrindavan Services, Vrindavan Mystics. We talked about that last week. So Vrindavan Mystic Services is the travel agency, and that's who will take care of you. And then you can, you know, get a personalized temple tour, whatever it is that you need to do. And then if you are interested in having something more deeper, more customized, then I can check in with Dr. Pillai and see what he says he can do for you. So that's, no one's interrupting me, so that's a sign that maybe we should wrap up for this week. Is there anyone who wants to ask a question or share an experience?
Did you reach out?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Ah, Diha, how are you?
Yeah, this is Diha.
Yeah.
I always feel bad. I always get through on the line at the last minute.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just wanting to share about the tarpanum that I had been doing since you challenged me. I forget how long ago. But I do my tarpanum outside at a tree in our front yard, and I didn't pay attention until a month later, but I realized that I was either growing a sesame plant or a rice plant.
Seriously?
Yeah. So I have I have a whole sprout patch that is by my tree, and my neighbor was like, "What are you growing over there?" I was like, "Sesame."
Wow.
So I have little fledgling sesame plants, I think, and I'm not sure about the rice because I don't know what a rice paddy looks like, but I go out there faithfully every day. And now I've been encouraged by the others that shared earlier to go out there a little bit more since I'm in the timeline jumping group. So I do my daily aura watch schedules, and so I'm able to know ahead of time different time windows that I want to take the opportunity to do tarpenum, but I had been sticking to doing just the one each day and all, but now I think I'll try to do one or two more, especially during this week. And I'm going to New York.
Yay! All of my congratulations! Confirmed.
Yeah, I'm confirmed, and I'm just excited. It's less than a week away, so I'm really excited to be able to see Dr. Pillai in person and meet all of the others that are able to come. And I was going to try to work as soon as I can, but I realized that Mahalaya Amavasya is the day after I come back, so that is my off day. And instead of me going to try to make up my time at work, I said I'm going to go to the big temple and participate in the Mahalaya Amavasya here. So.
Fantastic. Good for you, Dee. I'm so happy you're going to see Dr. Pillai. You manifested that.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? It's funny because I missed a couple of calls ago, and I was listening to a replay, and you were sharing an experience that you had where you weren't feeling well, and you were supposed to go early morning to do a temple visit, and the lady that was with you, I think it was Deepa.
Yeah.
Like, she just disregarded when you said you were feeling bad and was just like, "Oh, okay, come on, you'll be all right when we get there." and
just encouraged.
And it was so funny because I was at work that night, and we've had a couple of people that have either been fired or quit. So some of the people from the previous shift were filling in, and one of them is one of my friends. And I was telling her, wah, I want to go to New York, and I don't want to use this money, and I don't want to use credit cards, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, "You should just go." And, you know, whatever I said, she was just like, "I just think you should just go." And I'm like, "But you don't understand," and blah, blah, blah. And then I thought about your conversation, and I was like, "Oh, this is it. I'm going." So the night after I sat with her, I went ahead on and just got my plane ticket, got my registration and everything, and I paid all of that with the cash. Instead of trying to pay off a credit card early, I still have the money to pay it, but just rather than paying it early, I thought I would pay it later in the month so that I could use that money right then to pay myself. But it just was a burden lifted, because when I think about that trip, it's paid for. It's not like, "Oh, I had to put it on the credit cards, and then when I come back, I have to try to work extra days." Because even in that, with us missing people on our shift, I was able to do overtime without it interfering with anything else. Like, I was able to just get extra days on my regular shift just to get the overtime pay. So I've already made that money in advance that's coming on my checks that'll come when I come back. So I was pretty excited about that.
That's totally, you know, the saying that you take a few steps to the divine and then the divine takes 1,000 steps towards you, right?
Yeah.
And that means that it's going to be there. So there's some message in it for you that when you go and you're going to be there during Mahalaya, so you're going to get a tremendous timeline jump to being with Dr. Pillai. He's going to help to clean up all that ancestor karma, you know, you've been sharing about, you know, personally with one-on-one email, but also to the group in a general way. So God bless you, Dia.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I really appreciate you and all the others for taking the time out to make this call and to share from week to week, even on the times when I can't get in to speak. I'm always listening. So, and it's always right on time, you know. It's like a lot of times we are going through things emotionally, and we just are in this zone of, whoa, it's just me, and I'm the only one that has ever experienced this. But when you sit there and you hear other people, you're like, oh, wow, okay, so it's not just me. It's the stars and moons are aligned in a certain way, and we're all going through some kind of little thing, so it's okay.
Aw, well, I'm so happy. I can hear the joy in you, and please say hello to Dr. Ply for me and everybody else here.
I will. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you what your experience is.
Yeah, and one last thing I wanted to touch on, like I said, I'm in the timeline jumping group, and what I have noticed is it's overwhelming in the sense that things are happening, and now I see it because, like Dr. Pillai says about staying focused and staying alert, and when you're alert, things won't go wrong. But now that I'm alert, it's like being awake. Like before, I read a book before, and the man referred to it as being driftwood, just drifting down the river when you're asleep to life. And when you wake up, it's like you no longer are able to drift. You actually have a destination. And now that I see that, sometimes I purposely want to just stop and not do the schedule. Like I missed a few days because I was just so overwhelmed. I was like, wow, I've been in such a state of wanting for so many years of my life. It's really me resisting not wanting, because now I'm having, you know?
Aww.
And it's so funny, like, little things have been happening. I have a cell phone that I lost in April, and I never lose cell phones. Like, I still have phones from back when we first started using cell phones. But I lost this particular phone in April, and I had just had it for a couple of months. So, you know, last week I went to visit my mother, and out of the blue, someone called her and said that my cell phone was at the grocery store down the street from her house.
Oh, my God.
And it had never been used. There were no calls on it since the day that I dropped it, which was 11th of April.
Wow.
Yeah, and then a few friends that I had lost touch with, that I just, you know, thought about them in passing the same way that I thought about the cell phone. Like, I thought about the cell phone. I was like, man, I miss that little phone. It was so nice, you know. Then they connect with me on Facebook. I was like, wow, just little things. And those are the things that before I was dismissing because I was so used to just zoning out and drifting in that state of wanting.
Mm.
I wanted my goal was to relocate to Singapore, and I wanted a specific type of job doing the things that I had just gotten my certifications in education in. And I was like, okay, it's going to be a long, drawn-out process, me finding this job. Someone sent me an email from another organization, and the only job listed out there was specific to everything that I said that I wanted for this job.
Oh, my God.
And now it's just a matter of me just submitting my paperwork necessary for it and all. But I find myself resisting it because it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm not ready, and, you know? So it's like I'm really trying
to... Talk to that friend who just says to you, just go do it, just do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I said I feel like I hope that me going to see Fly in person breaks that barrier of resistance for me, because I've built that barrier up for so many years of my life, it's hard for me to break it on my own.
Awesome.
It's my normal, you know?
Go with that intention, Dia, and
yeah.
You will receive. And, you know, there's a great community in Singapore there, too, so you'll be connected with Dr. Pillai members, devotees, people from that area, that region. So I say go for it.
Yeah, and even last night when I saw my friend at work, as soon as she saw me, she was like, it's almost time for New York, right? And I was like, yeah, less than a week. She said, I'm telling you, I feel it, I know it, this is going to be the best decision you've made in your life. And I haven't told her anything about this group. I just told her it was a time management group that I was in, and they were having a meet and greet seminar, you know. But she just took it and ran with it. She's like, I'm telling you, this is going to be one of those things that if you don't do it, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life. And
now, who is that talking? Is that your friend or is that the divine? I don't know.
That was the divine talking through my friend, and that's what I am used to happening in my life. So I immediately recognized it, and I didn't dismiss it, you know.
Exactly, and then you didn't also have to explain too much.
Exactly, and I was like, I said, I could see if this was somebody that I normally talked about this stuff with that was, you know, saying this stuff to me, but when I know that I don't share these type of things with coworkers, especially. And she took it like she did and just ran with it. I said, this is definitely, if I was praying for a sign or asking for a sign, this is it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I can hear the excitement and joy, and I'm so happy to hear that in you. And I wish you all the best. And with your meeting with Dr. Pillai, this will be your first, and like you said, life-transforming. It will never, ever be the same.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dia. Have an amazing week and journey to New York.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and the same to everybody. I wish everybody a blessed and prosperous Mahalaya.
Aw, sweet. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a good week.
You too. Wow. So, if you have been hesitating and you want to go and see Dr. Pillai or maybe take the Timeline Jump course, it sounds amazing. I've taken it, but it sounds like it's an amazing time for Dia and those people who are also in it. Maybe we'll hear from you in other calls, but it's really the energy of the teachings right now that Dr. Pillai is putting out, it's because that is what is available. The portal or that field of consciousness is opened up for that. So if you want to delve in and use that energy in your life and find out how to do it, it's in a structured program, and that's a great way to, you know, get unstuck and then see all the possibilities, and not just see them as in they're out there. You can experience it right in that moment, instantaneously. So thanks, everyone, for sharing. And those people who are on the call, I can still see there's a bunch of people in the back office here on the computer. And I'm so happy that you're here holding the space and listening, those people who are joining and listening later to the recording. Keep listening, because this is your soul group on the spiritual path who is giving you the messages that, you know, it's possible for you. Anything is possible. And then holding that space of positivity will help you to, you know, jump out of old ways and old conditionings. And then maybe even to revisit old ways or old belief systems and then get so much more out of them. So God bless you all. Have a happy rest of your the week for Mahalaya. As it winds down, it's going to wind down next week on the 23rd or 24th, depending on where you are in the world. But we will meet before then, and then Radha, our Vedic astrologer, is going to give us a powerful talk, a report on the placements of six exalted planets and then the sun moving into a new sign and what that means to each and every one of us for the next 30 days. So God bless you all. Thanks to Dr. Pillai for always being here inside of our internet world, our connection to one another, and then in our hearts and in our minds. See you next week.